Walden Pond Press and Harper Audio present Harriet Tells the Truth by Alana K. Arnold, performed by Taylor Meskimen. For Martha Brockenbrough, my dear and true friend. 1. Island Loggerhead Shrikes. There are some things you should know about living on an island. First of all, it's not easy for things to actually get to an island. Every time you order something from the mainland, like how the captain, the visiting ornithologist who's staying at my nanu's bed and breakfast, ordered a replacement lens for her binoculars, you have to wait until there's a ferry boat that can bring it over, on top of the time it would normally take to have a thing delivered. And what if you have a craving for a strawberry vanilla smoothie with extra whipped cream from Doug's Drive-Thru Delight? Well, too bad, because there is no Doug's Drive-Thru Delight on the island, and even if someone on the mainland was willing to bring one over on the ferry for you, it would be totally melted and gross by the time it arrived. And say you're spending the whole summer on an island, like I am, on Marble Island, and that you're living with your nanu instead of your folks, and your mother is on bed rest because she's pregnant with your baby brother, and then the baby is born too soon and has to stay for a while in the preemie center at the hospital. Well, you can't just ride your bike there or ask your nanu to drive you, because, again, the ocean. It's better to wait until Marson is home from the hospital anyway, your dad might say on the phone, just to make sure he's healthy and all the way strong before we introduce any potential germs. Well, if your dad said something like this, then you'd be totally justified in getting mad at him for thinking that you might be germy. Anyway, that's what I was trying to explain to my friend Clarence, but he just didn't see things the same way I did. Your dad is right about germs, Clarence said. We were sitting together on the front porch of Nanu's bric-a-brac B&B. Matzo Ball, the world's very best kitty, was sprawled across my lap, stretching himself as flat as he could so that I could comb him more thoroughly. It turns out that Matzo Ball loves being groomed. Moneypenny, Nanu's old basset hound, was there too, lying in the shade beside us, one of her long ears spread out like melted chocolate in a patch of morning sun. She was dreaming about something. She kept wrinkling up her nose and making adorable growling sounds. Maybe she was dreaming about catching flies. That was something she always tried to do when she was awake. But in the whole summer on Marble Island, I'd never seen her actually nab one. Moneypenny is an optimist, I guess, because she keeps trying. I'm not germy, I told Clarence. Sure you are, he said. Everyone is. I wanted to argue with him, but I've learned that if Clarence says something in his know-it-all voice, it isn't because he's showing off or making it up just to seem smart. He really is smart, and he really does know all sorts of stuff that other kids don't know. So, if he says I'm germy, it's probably true. Clarence was studying me. I could feel him doing it, so I focused even more on brushing Matzo Ball's perfect peachy fur. Then he said, Harriet, are you upset about something else? Actually, I was upset about something else. In 4 days, on Sunday, we would celebrate our neighbor Mabel Marble's centennial birthday, and a few days after that, Dad would come to the island to take me and Matzo Ball back home, germs or no germs. I wanted to tell Clarence how I felt about leaving the island, but I was a tangled together ball of feelings. Some of the tangles were about how I hadn't even wanted to come to Nanu's B&B in the first place. I'd wanted to stay home for the summer. Now that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?